Yoo-hoo! Arlie! Charlotte raced over to one of the gardeners in the front of the funeral home. You need to put the ducklings in the fountain. There was no reason to fuss with her, because she wasn't going to listen, and Granny had already started off toward the car. I recognized Arlie Bergen, Hardgrove's gravedigger and evidently lawn boy, standing in the fountain with bright yellow gloves clear up to his elbow and a scrub brush in one of his hands. I didn't know Arlie all that well, but he was on the men's softball team that was sponsored by Eternal Slumber. He had mentioned he wasn't a fan of Gina Marie, which tickled me pink, and by the look on his face, he wasn't a big fan of Charlotte's either. Y'all a new client here at Hardgrove's? The security guard gave me and Granny the once-over after he moseyed up to us. No, I pointed to our car, a hearse, which should have been a pretty good indicator to him that we were in the same business. I'm Charlotte's sister, and this here is our granny. We are from Sleepy Hollow. Burns? He questioned. Why, I never. Granny gasped and glared. Do we look like we come from them good-for-nothing? Eternal Slumber. I chirped up and cut Granny off. Have a nice day. Get into the car, Granny. My brows lifted. I knew I should have drove the ped. Granny referred to the moped she drove around town. She huffed, got in the car, and slammed the door. I looked at the security guard and rolled my eyes so hard that I thought I hurt myself. Oh, my stars. Granny buckled up. That was a sight for sore eyes. I started the engine and pretended to adjust the rearview mirror when I was really looking back at Charlotte. It was good Southern manners to stand outside and wave by as someone pulled off in their car, but bad luck to watch them completely drive off. When we were almost out of sight, Charlotte stomped her feet and hurried back into Hardgrove's. I'm a little disappointed in how she reacted to that nasty woman. Granny sat poised with her hands in her lap. She should have told her that there were a few funerals being held, and the flowers would be removed way before the wedding. Granny lifted her hand and nervously tapped her finger on the door handle. Who on earth ever heard of opening a place like that? Really? I gripped the wheel, turning on the road that took us right back home to Sleepy Hollow, where we belonged. The fact that she hasn't signed the paperwork should be what you can't believe. I mean, she's working illegally for Gina Marie. Pish posh. Granny brushed me off. She's not happy there. I can see it in her eyes. It's just a matter of time before she comes back to Eternal Slumber. Mark my words, that is why she hasn't signed those papers. And that was my fear.